At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
It's your final hour here. Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we're coming to you live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcan Show anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to the Christian Arcan Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podcasts. And you can hear things like our interview with Gordo from the Play Tessie podcast, another great podcast right there. It's an actual podcast. We just put our... It's funny how he... Because, like, that's a podcast. The Christian Arcan Show is a show that posts clips and calls them podcasts, which they're not. That's not a podcast, technically. But that's how we classify
Play Tessie is a podcast. This show is a podcast with an asterisk on it.
This show is a show. It's a radio show that posts clips and calls them podcasts. It's like when you see a... like a van, or sometimes not even a van, but like a sedan, and it says school bus on the top, you know? You ever seen one of those? It's like a Ford Taurus, but there's like a sign nailed to the roof that says school bus. And you're like, you're not a school bus. You're a sedan with a sign nailed to the roof. But that doesn't make you a school bus. A bus is a bus. Like, words have meanings. Podcast is a podcast. Anyway, what am I talking about? I don't know. It's 9 o'clock. And we got some fun planned for you here in the 9 o'clock hour, starting right now with the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
So there is some stuff that I wanted to get your thoughts on. Obviously, we didn't get to talk to him Monday or Tuesday because of the Jimmy Fun.
Right.
So there is some news that I would love to get your thoughts on. And one of them I mentioned in my trending were some roster decisions in the NFL. A couple of quarterback battles are now in the books for maybe some teams that will be good or not. Who really knows? But anyway, Cleveland Browns are going with Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback.
Smart.
Over the 8 million QBs that they have on their roster, including Shadur and Dylan Gabriel.
Who both played well, by the way. I thought Shadur and Gabriel in the little I saw of both of them. And I know Shadur didn't play in the second game, but Gabriel did, and he looked good. I thought he looked pretty good. You know, I was impressed. I think that they have a pretty good situation there, considering that, you know, the two rookies that you have both have given you something. So, you know, like that's more than I think probably they were expecting in Cleveland. I don't think anybody expected Sanders to look good, or Gabriel for that matter. And they both did. And so naturally, of course, they're going with Joe Flacco, which is just funny. As for the Colts and Danny Dimes, not surprised. Richardson, I think, really hurt himself last year asking out of games because he was tired. He has not had a good camp. He was a project. I mean, listen, they knew he was going to be a project. He's a great athlete that they're trying to make into an NFL quarterback, and I'm just not sure that's what his path is going to be or what his career is going to be. I just don't know that that's what they're going to have. Now, with Danny Dimes, he could throw himself right out of that starting role. And then Richardson gets another shot at it. I think that's a very likely scenario here. I also think that Danny Dimes could do well in Indy. I think that Indy's kind of a sneaky good offense. Like, that's a good offense with a pretty good coach and some good pieces. Richardson beat the Patriots last year. And you know, I'm not saying that they're great, but in a AFC South where Houston's got some question marks and who the hell knows about Jacksonville or Tennessee, I think you gotta keep an eye on that team. So, those are not shocking. Those are not shocking decisions, I think, in either case. They're both kind of safe decisions. But I think both of them will probably not last through, like, week five.
I'd like to play a little audio for you here about a former Patriot. That would be one Rob Gronkowski. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Gronk was in town. He was opening the playground.
Didn't know this.
That's on Storrow Drive. Right when you get onto Storrow Drive, mm-hmm. It's actually, at least for me, I don't know.
Near the hat show, right?
Yeah. You pass, at least for me, getting on Storrow Drive, you do pass it. There's a construction that looks like a football. But anyway, and the clip that's going around is Gronk maybe making a promise about officially retiring as a Patriot. Take a listen to Gronk earlier today.
Mr. Kraft, yeah. Giving the thumbs up about you retiring as Patriot.
Yes, I like that a lot. And the reason why we're really going to do that is because of Susan Hurley. She wants to see that happen. She's been dreaming about that happening for a while. RKK gave her the thumbs up, so we're going to make it happen in the future. And it's going to be a special moment. Come back for a day, a weekend, whatever it is. So we'll make it happen, and it'll be a really, really cool moment. And it's going to happen. We just don't know when. So thank you, Susan, for kicking that off.
So Susan Hurley is the founder of Charity Teams, and that's an organization that helps support charity competitors in athletic events. And I think she was the one who had the idea, or maybe her and Gronk hatched the idea together. Or maybe Gronk texted her about it and they wanted to build the playground or help that playground. The reason for it is because he was at MGH rehabbing after he had surgery on his arm. You remember that after the field goal? He was on a field goal duty and he broke his arm. Then they had surgery and they had to clean out the surgery. It got infected or something. It was this whole thing.
Right.
He was in the hospital.
I think it was the 2012 playoffs he got hurt.
Yeah.
Where they lost to the Ravens.
That sounds right. And he was up there at MGH and he was looking across the street. You know, he had a view out his window of the river and of the playground, and he just, you know, had this idea to do it. And Hurley, who had a battle with a severe stage 4 cancer, I believe, was in that hospital as well at Mass General, same floor as Gronkowski, and looked down at that same playground, and they decided to do this. And I think that that's great. Now, as far as Gronkowski retiring or coming back to sign a contract to retire as a Patriot, I don't care about that. I don't. I just don't. Once Tom Brady left and retired as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, my innocence was gone. You know, like, I just, that was it. I don't, these things, it's nice, I guess, but what's the difference? You know, like, I don't really see how that matters. This woman, if she wanted it to happen and they want to do it for her and they want to make it happen because they love Susan Hurley so much, great. And that's great for Susan Hurley and that's fine. But for everybody getting all excited about this, I don't see the difference. You know, like, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Patriots Hall of Famer. He did not stay here in New England. He chose to leave and go follow Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. He could have stayed here. He could have stayed here and played. He didn't want to. So why did we, you know, why is we making this big deal about him coming back to retire as a Patriot? He could have just retired as a Patriot. He could have just done that. He didn't want to. He didn't care about playing for the Patriots. He wanted to go play with Tom Brady. Isn't that right? I mean, am I crazy to say that?
No, not completely wrong on that. But, I mean, I am sort of in your boat of signing a one-day contract to retire with a team. Like, it's cute, but it's, like, not something you're going to beat your head over.
It's meaningless. It really means nothing. You know, like, if you had to do that in order to get a, you know, like, remember with Roger Clemens and Wade Boggs and all those guys, they're like, well, when his hat in the Hall of Fame, is it going to be a Red Sox hat or a Yankee hat? Or Wade Boggs has, like, a Tampa Bay Rays hat and stuff, and that was a whole thing? But that's not, it's a bust in Canton. You just get your face, that's it. So what difference does it make what team you retired with? I just don't see. Symbolically, I guess it's something, but I just don't particularly care about that. Rob Gronkowski, there's nothing he can do. It's going to lessen what he did here with the Patriots. He's one of the greatest tight ends of all time that's ever played the sport. And he played almost every single year of his career here with the Patriots. That's that speaks for itself. I don't care where, how he retires or what he does to retire. But listen, you know, if they're planning on doing it, sure, why not have another celebration and look to the past? Anything to avoid looking at this team, I guess.
Get over here!
There is apparently a big controversy going around in the NFL off the field. I don't know if you've seen a couple of videos announcing some male cheerleaders
to
the cheer squad. Minnesota is probably the most recognizable one with the male cheerleaders. I know the Patriots, I believe, added a couple to their roster, but there are people that are like so up in arms over adding male cheerleaders to a football team's cheer squad. I just want to give you the floor because I know we don't like to get, you know, crazy political here on this show, but I do know you do have some strong feelings about people being upset about these male cheerleaders.
Well, there's nothing more political than cheerleaders. I mean, come on. Like, if we're talking about the important issues facing our country right now, a divided nation, I think that cheerleaders, the gender of cheerleaders on a sideline at a football game, has got to be right up there with the Gaza Strip. You know, got to be right up there with inflation. Got to be right up there with you know, Russia and Ukraine and all those things. I'd say they're all basically equal. And the reason why I say that is because every once in a while, and I know I shouldn't do this, I know there's no good reason to do this, but every once in a while, instead of just scrolling through my people that I follow on Twitter, every now and then I click over to For You, the For You side, where Elon Musk and his crack squad of algorithm writers all decide what I want to see, what I want to see on my Twitter feed. I don't know exactly how they curate this, but it checks some boxes. I check some boxes, and I have to tell you that every time I click on the For You, I see at least three tweets by people really, really upset about the male cheerleaders, and it's always hardcore conservatives. And I just will say this without making it any more political than that. I would not have known about any of these male cheerleaders, and I wouldn't have known that they are on the team. I wouldn't have known anything about them except for the fact that I've seen them retweeted hundreds of times by conservative Twitter people. And that's it. It's the only time I ever see. I didn't know that there was a promotional video for the Patriots cheerleaders that had the guy, I think his name's Jeremy, is dancing around in the thing. First of all, male cheerleaders have existed as long as cheerleaders have existed. They haven't always been out there dancing, but they're there throwing the girls up in the air and doing all that stuff.
School ones have the megaphone, you know. Yeah. They're like, go team. Not doing the flips.
There's guys out there doing been male cheerleaders my entire life. I don't understand how this suddenly became this big cultural flashpoint. I really don't. But I can tell you that as someone who doesn't, the only thing I know about cheerleaders in the NFL is that they get paid nothing. I know they don't get paid any. They get paid like $150 a week, which is ridiculous. And I know that they have opportunities to do other things and they get paid for, you know, stuff and the exposure that they get from being an NFL cheerleader. But the actual job pays nothing. I mean, really, it pays nothing. All of them are out there doing it for the love of the game. That is what being a cheerleader is all about in the NFL. You're doing it to go out there and, you know, and doing it because you like it. And listen, I don't know much about being a cheerleader. I cannot dance to save my life. I don't even have one dance move. But those dudes, the dudes I keep seeing in these videos that are exclusively being posted by angry conservatives, those dudes can dance. Why deprive them of the opportunity to go out and dance? Men don't want to see that, I guess. You know, what do you think? It's the only time a man ever dances? Men dance all the time. And sometimes men are okay with seeing it. I could care less. What does it matter to me if a guy's out there dancing with the girls when they're doing a little routine in between plays at a football game, which you don't even see on TV half the time anyway? The only way you could ever have this actually bother you is if you're at the game and only looking at the guys dancing. And if you are, there's nothing wrong with that. There's really nothing wrong with that. If you go to a football game and you just want to focus on the dancing man down on the sideline, that's completely up to you. But that's the only way you could really have this bother you. You don't see the cheerleaders on TV. You see them for maybe 2 seconds when they cut back from commercial. And they're just shaking the pom-pom for 2 seconds going, yay. And then they go back to the game. You don't see them on TV. The only way this can really be a problem in your life is if you go to a game and have the binoculars just trained on that dude down there shaking his ass. All right. I mean, that's the only way it can really be a problem. And for some people, it's just a bridge too far. But my take on it is, who cares? Who really cares about male cheerleaders, which have existed for as long as I've been alive, probably longer than that.
Okay, I want to give you one more here before we get to the producer's point. Let me ask you, are you a big fantasy football guy?
I was at one point in my life, and then I started doing the daily fantasy, and then gambling got legalized, and I've completely stopped.
Okay, but you're not in a fantasy football league.
I'm not anymore. There was a time where I was in like 7 or 8 at a time, but
okay,
now I'm
well,
not in it.
Well, apparently the new fad is finding creative ways to select the draft order. I don't know if you partake in anything like that, but there have been some that I've noticed, at least on social media over the past couple of days. Apparently the Orioles at Fenway had like an inflatable goalpost. They did something with a football.
I saw, Freeze Pops had a video about that, right?
Yeah. And then Tuesday, Jason Veritek was taking batting practice and had specific players' balls. So whoever went further had the draft order or whatever. Or even Gordo, who was just on the show, posted a video of Roman Anthony starting up something mobile for his draft order. So okay. I just want to, hypothetical for you, what is your ideal way of creating a draft order for a fantasy football league? If you had an idea of how you were going to make the order, what would your idea be?
I would want it to be some kind of test of strength, like a arm wrestling contest, you know, like a round
robin.
Okay, so you'd
set up like a tournament.
Type of thing. What are you shaking your head for, Thomas?
I'll give you the best answer right now. You load up WWE 2K25. You go into a 10-man or a 20-man WWE Royal Rumble. Each one of your boys selects a character, let the AI go, whoever goes the furthest wins, gets the first pick.
So it's all just random, you don't want to have any actual say in it.
But Arcan, imagine you're sitting there with your best friends from, I don't know,
watching
school,
a video
whatever.
Game
scenario. Why are you such a nerd, bro?
You're sitting there, you're throwing back a few drinks, you guys are getting pretty
watching
boozed
a video
up,
game
and you're
Royal
watching
Rumble.
A video game Royal Rumble you have no control over, and it's just the greatest time ever. Other good one? Online horse racing is a great way to choose a draft order as well.
Okay. You know what? I actually, when I lived in Watertown, I'd go to get my breakfast, and then there's this place right next door, this little convenience store, and they had the TVs up there with the virtual horse racing, and there were these four guys who were in the place every day just gambling their asses off on the virtual horse race, and I always thought it was so stupid.
Gritty right there. That's grit.
It is. That's love of the game.
Were they active of like, come on, go, go?
Yeah, yelling at a computer horse. Come on, purple! Like, you know, like they're really going for it.
That's
and
dream.
You know, you'd say when they won, you would think they owned, like, you know how when, like, in the Kentucky Derby, when the horse wins and all these people come out, it's like the owner of the horse and the trainer and all these people. That's what they act like. They act like it's their horse, this computer horse on a screen in Mount Auburn Street in Watertown at some convenience store. And you would think they just won the Preakness. Really, really good stuff. But yeah, okay, those both sound better than mine. I just felt like, you know, that's all very random. If you want to do it, you should have like the mightiest person pick first, and that you settle that by doing arm wrestling. What else?
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, I got one little thing left here, and I know we do got a lot of dongs to get to, so I'll just make my point very short and sweet. This is about the Patriots. And, of course, the past week or so, there's been controversy, or maybe so. You could say, you know, just a little thing about Stephon Diggs and his knee. And he's talking with Diana Rossini about working too much on the knee. And he's saying, oh, yeah, I don't know if I'll be ready. But then reports saying that he is ready. And people being frustrated about this process. I'll just tell you like this. I did not like the Stephon Diggs signing when it happened in the offseason. But it was a move they had to make. Diggs may not be a number one wide receiver now, but he is a wide receiver one caliber. He has the talent. And the Patriots were so hamstrung because they missed out on so many guys before. Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley, just to name a few, Cooper Kupp. They had the options, but they had to settle with Stephon Diggs. So not only do you have to settle with Diggs coming off the ACL injury, you're dealing with Stephon Diggs, the person. This is what you signed up for, Patriots fans. For those of you that liked the signing, this is what you're getting. You're getting the full Stephon Diggs experience where he's going to make you crazy, he's going to drive you nuts, But if he gets it done on the field, you'll be happy. So everyone's saying that are upset about what Stephon Diggs is doing, the progress that he's making. Guess what, Patriots fans and everyone who liked the signing? This is what you signed up for. Deal with it.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's take with Joe Braverman. I just saw someone tweeted about this, texted about this, and I'm just seeing it right now. The Chiefs, man. You see this thing about Andy Reid in his office? Mike Florio just published the story not even an hour ago. In May of 2024, a bullet was fired into the office of Chiefs coach Andy Reid, and he was present at the time. What?
That's news to me.
According to Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star, neither Reid nor anyone else was struck by the bullet or injured in the incident. Reid now has bulletproof glass in his office. Per the report, the bullet became lodged in a wall roughly 15 feet from where Reid was sitting. It happened shortly after midnight on May 4th, 2024. That's the offseason, right? Yeah, May? Why were they in the office in May shooting guns? What was going on there? No arrests have been made. The shooting remains under investigation and aggravated assault. Police maintain that there is no proof it was targeted at any specific person or organization. What? How can it be an aggravated assault if there is no proof it was targeted? Wouldn't that mean it was like a stray bullet or something? Like, if it's aggravated assault, then you would think that they would have to be, right? Does that not make sense to anybody else? The shooting remains under investigation as an aggravated assault. Police say there's no proof it was targeted at a specific person. Well, then how is it an aggravated assault? That sounds more like, if that's what they're saying, then what, it was an errant shot? I don't know. I don't know exactly what this is. What the hell is going on here? How did this remain a secret for over a year? How did no one know about the gun going off? What were they doing? Who shot the gun? Who had the gun? And not to be dark here, but you think the Chiefs would have maybe stricter rules about bringing guns onto that, to their area, you know? Like with what happened with that one kid. I mean, geez. That awful thing. But holy crap. Holy crap. What is happening? Wild story. All right, we're going to take a break. Joe Braverman's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we got dingers. We got taters. We got goners. We got dongs. The Dong Report is next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, 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 dongs.
Dongs, 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 dongs,
dongs. Yes, indeed. It is time for the Dong Report here on the Christian Arcan Show. On this Wednesday, the 20th of August, the year of our Lord, 2025. Pretty big week in dongs. And the week's only a couple days in. We'll get to the dongs in just a moment. We'll get to Will Fleming in just a moment. But first, a little bit of dong data for you. In particular, the Yankees yesterday. Big dong day for them. In fact, they tied their single-game franchise record by hitting 9 dongs in a 13-3 win over Tampa Bay. That included Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, and Giancarlo Stanton going back-to-back-to-back, belly-to-belly-to-belly in the first inning. Three players had 2 home runs, Bellinger, Stanton, and Jose Caballero. And that was just yesterday. Bryce Harper against the Mariners on the 18th hit two dongs, both of which exceeded 440 feet. That's his first time hitting multiple 440-foot-plus home runs in a single game since StatCast began tracking such things back in 2015. Speaking of the Phillies, Kyle Schwarber hit his National League-leading 45th home run today. We'll get to that in just a moment. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his 100th career home run, becoming the youngest Royal to achieve this feat and only the 4th player in Major League history to hit 100 home runs and steal 100 bases in his first 4 seasons. There's your dong data and an actual bit of a dong spoiler, which I should not have done. That is a cardinal sin of the Dong Report. I'll never do it again. Before we get to the dongs first, here's Will Fleming out of context.
It's Brock, you idiot.
Brock Holt with a big announcement last night. They brought him in to announce the total for the Jimmy Fund, and they made him wait like a whole inning before he could do it. Good suspense, and Brock played along great. Love Brock. All right, let's get to the dongs. We will start with the Pirates and the Blue Jays in Pittsburgh.
Give it to me. Just send it right down my gullet.
Gross. For the Blue Jays, George Springer with a Springer dinger. His 21st dinger of the year, a 355-footer. Not enough, though, for the Blue Jays. They're only the only dong that they had in the entire game. They trail, or they lose to the Pirates by a final score of 2-1. Pirates, sneaky, not that bad lately. They've been competing. It's another team the Red Sox have to face down the stretch here. Let's go to Philadelphia, Phillies and Mariners.
There are lots of times when making whoopee is no more.
Hey, for the Mariners, Julio Rodriguez.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That's dong number 25 for J-Rod and Eugenio Suarez. Dong number 39 for him. For the Phillies, Max Kepler is 13th dong of the year. And Kyle Schwarber. Dong number 45 for Cal. The Mariners, 2 runs. And both on those 2 dongs, Julio Rodriguez and Eugenio Suarez, the only 2 runs in the game. Phillies crushed them 11-2. The Mariners, struggling lately, have now lost. Is that 5 in a row or 6 in a row now? Let's go to Detroit, Astros and Tigers.
Do you do that? Do you look back to the trade deadline and say what coulda, shoulda, even if it's in the shower, or, I don't know, regret after the game, the ride home?
What a question. What a magnificent question that was by Andy Hart. Craig, tell me about what it's like in the shower with you. Let's hear about what your shower routine's like. You start up, you start down low, you work your way up. What do you do? And also, do you regret completely botching the trade deadline when you're naked in the shower, Craig? For the Astros, Mauricio Dubon, the 7th dong of the year, a Dubon dong, a 377-footer. No dongs for the Tigers, but they didn't need any. They beat Houston 7-2. Let's head to Arizona, Guardians and the D-backs.
It's a hardball off.
Yeah. No dongs for the Guardians. For the Diamondbacks. Oh, boy. I don't even want to try this name again. I was stuck on this name for like 10 minutes last time. For the D-backs, Lourdes Gurriel Jr.
And we'll never be royals.
Thank you. And I didn't get buzzed. That's nice. His 17th dong of the year was a long shot, 424 feet. Not enough to be the long dong of the night, though. Let's go to Florida for the Marlins and Cardinals.
Don't take us out of your mouth. Put us in your mouth.
What was that? You play that one again?
Don't take us out of your mouth. Put us in your mouth.
Okay. Was that during the whole Will Clark thing? Don't take us out of your mouth. Put us in your mouth. Okay. Wilson Contreras for the Cardinals. Dong number 17 on the year.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson!
Don't be sorry, Wilson. That was a nice 17th dong of the year, a 414-footer. For the Marlins, Maximo Acosta. Welcome. His first career dong, a 418-footer for Maximo as the Marlins take down the Cardinals by a final score of 6-2. Off to D.C. we go, our nation's capital, the Nationals and the Mets.
Fits in the rubber.
Hey. For the Mets, Brett Beatty. Okay, thank you. His 15th dong of the year, and it was a tape measure blast, a 455-footer. Joe Braverman, I think we know what that means. Yes! That is the long dong gong, and for the uninitiated, that sound means that you just heard about the longest dong of the night, a 455-foot. That is a tank from Brett Beatty in D.C., the longest dong of the night. So congratulations, Mr. Beatty, on your very long dong. I think there's a song about that by Carly Simon. For the Nationals, Josh Bell is alive and well. His 16th dong of the year, a 420-footer. Nationals win this game by a final of 5-4, despite the very long Brett Beatty dong. All right, let's go to Atlanta for the Braves and the White Sox.
I'm an AG.
We know you are. I swear, it wasn't her. It was the friend. The friend is why that situation escalated the way it did. Although she didn't do herself any favors either. No dongs in this game. No joy in Mudville. And the Braves, I know they've had a tough year, but they squeak by the White Sox 1-0. All right, let's head out to Tampa, George Steinbrenner Field, where the Yankees are currently taking on the Rays.
Whoa. Well, you ever get the boo-boo contractions, though?
The what now? The boo-boo contractions? Is he talking about, like, when a woman's in labor? The boo-boo contractions? I don't know what that means. I love the Wiggy contributions to the Dong Report, because first of all, he doesn't know that we're using his voice in the Dong Report, I don't think. But every single time you play a Wiggy clip, it's great. Like, every single one of his clips are great for this segment. They really
Point
are.
Point taken for the future.
You've never missed with a Wiggy clip. Never. A couple of dongs in this game. From the Yankees, Trent Grisham. I barely know him. His 22nd dong of the year, 345-footer. Austin Wells also going yard for the Bombers. Dong number 16 for Mr. Wells. For Tampa, no dongs for them. The Yankees lead in this game. Those two home runs you just heard about, all the runs that have been scored so far, they're up 2-0 over Tampa. That game in the bottom of the seventh. Some more games in progress for you, like the Royals hosting the Rangers.
You donkey.
Wyatt Langford, dong number 18 for Texas. And for the Royals, the Pasquatch, Vinny Pasquantino, dong number 25. And it was a tape measure shot. 425-footer there for the Pasquatch. Off to Minnesota we go. By the way, that game is in the top of the sixth inning. The Royals up 3-2 over the Rangers. Royals are hot right now. Keep your eye on them, Red Sox fans. They're sneaking their way back into this thing. To Minnesota we go for the Twins and the A's.
I want you to choke me.
You never miss with Wiggy. You just don't. Not once. They're all good. For the A's, Tyler Soderstrom, 23rd dong of the year. He's having a nice little year, that guy. A 426-footer. No dongs for the Twins. This game knotted up at 2 runs apiece in the top of the seventh inning. Off to Wrigley Field we go. Cubs and the Brewers. You bet your rosy red ass we are, Johnny. There's Johnny in Brooklyn asking if there would be dongs tonight. Now he knows. And here they are. No dongs in this game, however. Which is too bad. Number one, Wrigley Field. A lot of dongs fly out of Wrigley. Number two, the Brewers and the Cubs are two good lineups. Brewers are the best team in the league right now. This game in the top of the fifth inning. Cubbies up 3-1. Let's head out to Coors Field in Denver. Rockies and Dodgers.
B-E-T-T-E-R. Get better. How about that?
That was pretty good there, Fitz. Dodgers and Rockies, no dongs. And I wouldn't go too far away from that drop there, Joe Braverman, because it looks like we got some light ones here. It's the top bottom of the third inning out in Colorado, so still very early on. And we have a couple of games that have not started yet. So let's go to Anaheim, Angels and the Reds.
And now he's a saggy boob.
Was that, can I guess what that was about? Is he talking about Bill Belichick? Did you see Bill with UNC?
It was during a Six Rings post game, so I'm guessing, yes, something okay. about that. Either him or Mayo, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Because Bill, I mean, boy, you know, you get to a certain age, start sagging, I guess. Game hasn't started yet, so no dongs. And let's close things out here. In San Diego, discovered by the Germans, Padres and the Giants.
Did you actually squirt it in their mouths for them?
Maron. What are we doing here? Very, a lot of stuff in the mouth. That show was all about mouth stuff. No dongs in this game, obviously. Game's just starting. No dongs between the Giants and the Padres. So despite the fact that we had 14 games to tell you about today.
Back to Tampa for this one. A double dong night for Trent Grisham.
Wow.
23rd homer of the year. This one goes 343 feet.
Okay, that gives the Yankees a 3-0 lead. Bad news, Red Sox fans. Looks like they're going to pick up another half game on you tonight unless Tampa can make a comeback late in this game. A double dong night for Trent Grisham. A late breaker. We haven't had a late breaker in months. Oh, man.
I believe since it's been Dong Report 2.0, that was breaker number 3.
Yeah, we rarely have them. That's great, and we may get some more. So the total was 16 dongs, but with the late breaker, that brings us to
17.
I was about to say Tom Heinsohn, but that's not right. A John Havlicek 17.
That's a good one. Currently, it's a David Hamilton 17.
A David Hamilton 17.
Or he could go Nathan Eovaldi.
Nate Eovaldi, 17. Very good. Let's see. Patriots, who wore 17. I feel like there's one right now, isn't there?
Antonio Brown wore 17, I think.
Did he?
That one game with the Dolphins. I'm pretty confident.
Okay. Antonio Brown, 17. Good one. Let's see.
I believe 17 actually is Bryce Behringer.
Bryce Behringer, the punter? Okay. Aaron Dobson, I think, wore 17.
Yep, I remember that 2013.
Kind of a cursed number, I'd say. Right? A little bit of a cursed number. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, very cursed number. 17 may be the most cursed Patriots number there is. Looking at it right now, Chad Jackson, Taylor Price, Greg Salas, Aaron Dobson, Bernard Reedy, who I don't remember. Not a player in the bunch there. Tough number for the Patriots, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. 17. Is that Lucic's number? Milan Lucic, 17? I believe.
Yep, Milan Lucic.
Didn't he just get a tryout with some team or something?
I don't know.
Didn't the Blues just try him out? I'm surprised to see that. I'm surprised to see him getting another chance right now.
Oh, but, you know who would have helped out with the Dong Report last year was a guy who wore 17, Mr. Tyler O'Neill.
Tyler O'Neill, 17. Good one. Let's see.
Oh, and this one, Manny Del Carmen.
A Manny Del Carmen 17. That's very cool. Manny Del Carmen, I saw him recently. He still lives in the area. I saw him out at an establishment. I wanted to go introduce myself, but I'm so awkward. And maybe he doesn't like the show, so, you know. Go up and introduce myself, get dissed by Manny Del Carmen. I don't need that in my life. Who would need that? But I loved Manny Del Carmen. Oh, man. Hyde Park dude out there throwing 100 miles an hour, winning World Series. That was awesome. I was a big Manny Del Carmen fan. Let's see. How about a Marty Barrett, 17? Is that right? Before your guys' time, I think?
It might be before our time, but I'll confirm that for you.
Okay.
Josh Allen wears 17.
Josh Allen, 17.
I was
good
thinking
one.
Of a quarterback. There was a quarterback that I could see wear 17. That was okay. The one.
There's got to be a lot more 17s in the NFL for sure. Let's see. 17. And it wasn't cursed for every other team, just for the Patriots.
Oh, there's a bunch of receivers who have that just thrown it in the Google machine.
How about a Phillip Rivers 17?
Yeah,
17,
that's a good
right?
one. That's yeah, a good one. Okay. Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, 17. Good
17.
One. Okay.
Also, Terry McLaurin, currently with
Terry
the Commanders.
Terry McLaurin, who I desperately want on the Patriots, 17th.
He can fix the cursed number on the Patriots.
He could. He could. How about a Ryan Tannehill, 17, right? He was 17. I think.
Yeah, Tannehill was 17 with Tannehill the Dolphins and Titans.
Okay, very good. I feel like we're missing some hockey players. I feel like there's a lot of good hockey 17s. Lucic is the only one I can think of off top
the first
bone.
Finnish player enshrined into the Hall of Fame in the NHL, Jari Kurri.
Jari Kurri, 17. Okay. How about a...
I am so upset I missed this one. You know who wears 17 for the Dodgers right now? Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani, 17. Yes, of course.
Jeremy Lin Sanity, 17.
A Lin Sanity, 17.
Lin Sanity, I remember that
That's a great
time.
One. Very, very good. Rob Brind'Amour, 17, I think, with the Flyers, right? I think that was his number. I think I'm out. I think I'm out on 17s. This is not a great showing, but we're also running out of time here. Send them in at Christian Arcan, at Joe Braverman, PBP. You can also text them to 617-779-7937. If you're in the Twitch chat, send your 17s there as well. They don't have to all be players. They can be 17, whatever you want. Anything that has something to do with the number 17 is what we're looking for here. And that's the Dong Report. All right, quick break. We'll be right back with Clickbait right after this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
All right, I'm not sure we're going to have enough time to even get to Clickbait because a lot of you have been texting in 17s. There's so many that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get to them all before we have to sign off here, so I'm going to do my best. Some numbers that we got to Plaxico Burress, Lance Berkman, good one. Mark Grace in the 774, Chris Mullen in the 401. Can't believe I forgot him. Love Chris Mullen. You ever heard Chris Mullen talk, by the way? He's got a thick Brooklyn accent.
Yeah, he was a broadcaster for a couple of years.
I forget that he sounds like, you know, Mike Francesa, basically, whenever he talks.
When's his Superman review?
He's got to have one soon. Let's see. Todd Helton, good one. Keith Hernandez. Brent Berry. Scott Rowland. I can't believe I forgot Scott Rowland. I love Scott Rowland. 603, 17, just the number of kids Philip Rivers has. That's true, I think. Ken Griffey Jr., 917, says, was on the cover of MLB The Show 17. Ken Griffey Jr. was on the cover of his 2017 game. It's okay.
I'm guessing it was like an anniversary thing.
Must have
or
been.
Something.
Rob Gronkowski on the cover of Madden 17. 17 is undisputably the best WrestleMania there ever is, was, or ever will be from a texter in the 603. I'll take your word
Tom,
for
the
that.
Wrestling nerd, can you confirm that?
Yeah, but nobody calls it 17. It's X7.
X7. Sure. It stands for 17. What was WrestleMania 17? Or X7. What was X7? What happened in it?
It was the one where the Stone Cold hit The Rock with the chair from Vince McMahon, and
cool.
He turned heel.
All right. It's a good one. Let's see. Navy ship USS San Antonio is LPD 17 code. Marty Barrett got that one. 17th President Andrew Johnson. Thank you, 401. 508, Stan Jonathan of the Boston Bruins. The 17th Amendment is the reason why senators are elected by popular vote instead of state legislators. Thank you very much. Doug Williams, 17, from the 413. From the 603, my baseball number for my Little League Dodgers team this year. Good luck, kid. And if you hit a home run, then you can send it into the Dong Report. And we can welcome you to the Dong Report, of course. Let's see. Patriots fans want to forget the Plaxico Burress was 17. Yes. 17, the longstanding record number of Celtics championships. 17 is a South Korean boy band. Didn't know that. Rick Fox on the Lakers wore 17. That's true. And a couple more. A haiku poem has 17 syllables. 17 is considered an unlucky number in Italy because the Roman numeral XVII can be rearranged to spell VIXI, which means I have lived / my life is over. Bet you didn't know that one there, Mr. Roman numeral.
That's not good for me because I'm Italian and I was born on the 17th.
There you go. Not great. 17 is also one of the most psychologically random numbers there are. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what that means. When people are asked to pick a number between 1 and 20, 17 is chosen more often than other numbers.
I feel like 7, though, that's just the number, because when they say pick a number with 1 and 10, they always pick 7.
It's true.
So it's just, I think it's the 7 part of it.
I think that's probably right. And 17 is also the sum of the first four prime numbers. 2 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 equals 17. And that's all we have on 17 tonight. I don't think we have time to get to clickbait, do we?
We can just mention it. We don't have to play the clip.
All right. Clickbait, if you were planning on buying shrimp from Walmart, don't do it. Turns out they
and
had
tell
a,
us why.
A big recall of radioactive shrimp. Walmart just recalled radioactive shrimp off of their shelves. Now, while I'm glad that they got the radioactive shrimp away from people who could consume it, I think that there's a real opportunity being missed here, because this sounds like the origin story of a superhero named Shrimp Man, doesn't it? Doesn't this sound like how Shrimp Man got his powers?
That is ideally how it is, and now, it's in like a cartoon or whatever.
I'm not sure what Shrimp Man can do. Like, shrimps aren't exactly like cool animal, you know? Like, no one wants to be a shrimp. But, you know, I didn't really want to be a spider either. And that, look, Spider-Man's the most popular thing in the world. This could have been a real-life superhero Shrimp Man situation. And instead, Walmart's trying to, you know, pull it back. By the way, I love shrimp. I would try the radioactive shrimp. Not for the superpowers, but to see what it tasted like. Because I really like shrimp that much. I'm a shrimp. I'm like Bubba in Forrest Gump. Into shrimp. All the time we have here tonight. I want to say thanks to Gordo from Play Testy. Joe Braverman, great job as always. I'm Christian Arcan. This is the Christian Arcan Show. We're back tomorrow for pregame Red Sox and Yankees right here on WEEI. Good night now.
That's it.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.